Good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Wednesday, October 3rd, 2018. And this is Live Talk Diaspora Forum. My name is Chris Gande.
And I'm Blessing Zulu.
We would like to welcome our viewers and listeners in Zimbabwe and around the world. Tonight on Live Talk Diaspora Forum, we are talking about the Zimbabwe Achievers Awards.
The awards, the third to be held in the United States, were established in an effort to bring together Zimbabweans to celebrate, recognize, and raise the profile of the achievements of those individuals nominated for their excellence in a large variety of sectors and categories, including sports, business, music, tourism, and charity work.
Several Zimbabwean luminaries like Oliver Mtukudzi have been honored by the awards, which started in the United Kingdom.
Some of the awards and recipients include Tino Chambati, music artist, Women of Dominion, Event of the Year, and Organization of the Year. Dr. Reverend Mwase won the Sports Personality of the Year.
Poshia Kandemiri won the People's Choice Award, and Engineer Philip Bamu, the Professional of the Year, and Zim Tuckshop, Business of the Year, with, of course, Cassandra Svanda winning the Community Championship Award.
And as usual, to join our discussion, please phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077, and we'll call you right back.
Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 medium wave frequency and on 13860 kilohertz shortwave Monday through Friday at 8 p.m.
Onguka amawadiwa nasi tirauti tinge tichitarisa zviri kuitwa nezvizvarwa zveZimbabwe zviri kunze kwenyika kuedza kusimudzirana uye kuitawo mabasa anobatsira vamwe vari kumusha muno muAmerica. Iro svondo rinoi kwange kuine makwikwi eZimbabwe Achievers Awards apo paipo wamubayiro kune zvimwe zvizvarwa zveZimbabwe zvakashura mari mune zvinhu zvakasiyana siyana mungave munyaya dzemitambo, kutepfenyura kana mabasa zvemabhizimisi nezvimwe zvakadaro daro. Chris.
Yebo, Blessing. Siyahlangana zulukandaba sidibana njalo kuhlelo lwethu lwe Live Talk. Live Talk ke yalamhlanje ngolesithathu maviki wonke siyaba sikhuluma ke lezizalwane nezeZimbabwe ezihlala emazweni, kodwa ke lani eliseZimbabwe lilakho ukuxoxa lathi. Namhlanje sixoxa ngodaba lwezicoco zeZimbabwe Achievers Awards. Bekulomcimbi ke owenziwe ngempela sonto edluleyo ngomgqibelo, lapho okuphiwe khona izicoco izizalwane zeZimbabwe ezihlala lapha eMelika zinanzwa kwimisebenzi etshiyeneyo egoqela imidlalo, ezamabhizimusi lokunye okunjalo njalo. Yiko ke lamhlanje esifuna ukuthi sixoxe ngakho. Blessing, before we go to our guests and callers tonight, we have a brief video about the awards.
The annual Zimbabwe Achievers Awards were held last weekend at the city of Gaithersburg in Maryland. The awards, a brainchild of Zimbabwean based in the United Kingdom, Conrad Nyamwanza, seek to recognize Zimbabweans based in the diaspora for outstanding and notable achievements. The awards have four chapters, the UK, US, Australia, and South Africa chapters. The U.S. awards held at the weekend were graced by the U.S. Ambassador to Africa, Arikana Chihombori Kwao. In her speech, Chihombori noted the importance of the diaspora in the United States.
The pain of the business is a terror. We have to give it up. We have to figure out, is this something that's really organic, or is this something that is going outside? This is so funny. But even then, it wasn't until I took the time to really start analyzing my day as a medical doctor that I began to go, well, you know, to some extent I think I did play a little diplomacy with Tracy in trying to find out exactly what was going on. One day I was reminded of an incident I had with a patient. This was a nice white lady, well dressed, who wore a business suit and carried a briefcase. And normally when a patient comes to the doctor, they yes go ask, why are you here today? And we call that a chief complaint. So usually the chief complaint helps us, it's kind of like a cheat sheet, so you know why the patient is here, you know where to start.
Ladies and gentlemen, my lovely sister, marvelous in
that, of course, was Marvelous Mhlanganyahuye, our very own, and she did win. And, of course, we have her right here in the studio.
I'm super excited, Chris. You know, to be honored by people, your peers in the community, people that you work with day, you know, day in, day out. So for me, it was a big honor. And also just to be acknowledged while you are still alive. Most people, you don't get honored. You don't even see, you know, how people appreciate what you do. So for me, that was the big takeaway.
Of course, we saw the crowd there, ululating. I was just asking Chris, was that a hired crowd by Marvelous? Were they buzzed from DC?
Not necessarily, because we had people actually coming in from Canada. Mm-hmm. I had a sister friend of mine, you know, like sending me a Twitter message to say, hey, I voted for you. Did you win? Mm-hmm. Because I was off radar for like a few days after I won. I think, you know, the excitement took over and I just decided to stay off social media. So, no, that crowd was not bust. They came in willingly.
They were flown in bust. Yeah, now, so how do you see this kind of event? You know, we as Zimbabweans mm-hmm. in the United States and we are all over the United States, but we were kind of like brought together. What's your take?
I think, you know, it's a good initiative. And I went to the last one in Dallas, Texas. This one was even bigger. So I'm foreseeing that the next one will be even bigger. Maybe, you know, it's a bigger event because we had people actually being turned away, going back to the, you know, a hired crowd. You know, Zimbabweans always leave things up to last minute. Some people had not bought their tickets. They came in late. They were turned out. Well, no one was really turned away, but they couldn't have food because the food was catered for the people that were there. But I think it's a good initiative to really keep people together. When I was in there, I didn't even know that there were people coming in from as far afield as Canada, but I had the pleasure of meeting one of the business women that were, you know, that received the award. She came in from Canada, and some were coming, like I just saw there, Promise Sunday, our brother, mm-hmm. who we're always interviewing here. He was also there, so, you know, it was really, I think we need to have more of these to honor, especially like Engineer Bamu, the amount of work that he's done for Zimbabwe, you know, and when people are actually given that kind of honor, I think it inspires you to do more.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So now tell us, there was the portion where people were supposed to vote for you. How did you campaign?
Social media. Like I said, I'm the social media guru of Washington, so I did use a lot of social media and also just, you know, appealing to friends and family and WhatsApp groups as well. I did push a lot of, you know, my links on WhatsApp, and friends of friends also voted. So I have to say thank you to those that voted not yet.
Tombo tarisa tichienda kurubirwa mai titasa zvirongwa zvakadai seze Zimbabwe Achievers Awards ungati zvakakosha sei kuzvarwa zveZimbabwe.
Ndofunga zvakakosha nekuti zvinobatanidza vanhu. Sekuona kwamakaita tanga tine vamwezve vanyarikani vakabva kuZimbabwe veStewart Bank vanga varipo zvakabatanidzazve vamwe vanyarikani vakabva kuBritain veWorld Remit vamwe vanyarikani vakabva kuSouth Africa uyezve nezvizvarwa zveZimbabwe zvinobva kumativi mana enyika imo muno muAmerica nekuCanada. Saka zvakakosha nekuti muno unoziya imi munoziva kuti tinoshanda nguva zhinji hatina nguva yekuti timbogara pasi tichionana tichiyanana tichimbonyatsonzwa kuti kuiwo uri kuitei. Saka zvakakosha nekuti iye zvinezvi ndakutoziva kuti kune vamwewo vari kuita mamwe mabasa andandisiri kuziva nekuti ndakavaona ikoko kuZimbabwe Achievers. Saka ende uyezve kuwanikwa uchipohwa ruremekedzo rwakadaro nevaunogara navo nemabasa auri kuita mucommunity yauri zvakakosha.
Chris.
Yeah, so now we heard you recognizing another media guru.
Yes.
So how do you see the people that you were pitted against?
I think, you know what, this is a very interesting category that I was put in because you have a lot of social media, you know, people that have grown up through Facebook, through Twitter, through Instagram. Most people call them celebrities, but really they are also social media, you know, specialists because they do have huge crowds that follow them, but they may not have gone into real media training like the traditional media that I do. But that's why I recognize I'm like, I don't discriminate because that's the way that things are going. Us as reporters, you, me, and Blessing, we are now going to be having to really, you know, learn the way that these other guys are doing that did not have the media training that we have, but are drawing huge crowds to follow them. But we are influencers in our own way. The only difference is that we do the traditional media, and they literally do more entertainment, you know. They have kind of an open check into what they can do, but we're a bit more limited.
Now, how do you get to grow, a following? Like we have seen someone just goes live and just will be drinking a cup of tea or something, and then you have like thousands of people watching. But right now, if I go on Facebook and watch, we are discussing serious business. We don't compare with some of those people. What is
I
the
think,
thing?
We have to move away from getting drunk with the amount of followers that you have. Sometimes I've seen on social media, we have to stick to what we know best. If our message is being received by people that really appreciate what we're doing, I think, you know, there's no harm in us growing, but let's not, for example, try and, you know, imitate what others are doing. Because like you say, there are some people that are on there literally dancing, literally drinking tea or drinking a cup of beer. And, you know, really talking about social issues, and they can have up to 1,000 people. But I think, you know, let's give them that space. And the thing is, the attention span for that kind of thing actually wears off as time goes on. But we will stay with our consistent people. We want to hear our news, and we want to learn about what we're doing and, you know, what the other communities are doing. Like, you know, politics, you know, was kind of interesting in the last few days. If you saw the run-up to elections, you know, traditional media houses, we had huge followings. But, like you say, we have to also now innovate and see how we can draw in large crowds. But I would not lose sleep over having a consistent audience than one that picks up and then drops down. And, you know, it's actually caused a lot of also, I don't know, you know, there's a lot of anxiety. If you're used to having 1,000 people on your platform, your personal platform, one day you go on there and you have one person, that can really cause a lot of traumatic stress somehow. But we're used to what we have. What we need to do is to grow and to learn from these other guys who have the larger crowd.
Listen.
My love never likes.
Yes. And, you know, some people really, you know, believe in that. My love never likes. And they work. But I think, you know, let's not get sidetracked. As a lot of people, you know, get. Because you can lose sleep over that and you lose, you know, your way of thinking. And I think let's stay on course. Learn a little bit from what they are doing. Because we can't, we are a media house. We can't just come up here and stand on here and start dancing. Yes, we'll have 1,000 people. But what message are we putting across? That's the difference.
Yeah. That's true. Newspapers are also under some kind of pressure.
Yes.
news is now like instant,
yeah.
You know, on Facebook. And like, I think that's a major challenge to a traditional journalist. But like, Marvelous is saying, stay in your own lane.
Yes. And be, you know, I'm not saying that we should not find innovative ways of growing our audience, of growing our fellows. Yes, we have to find innovative ways, but ways that will keep us respected, for example, because we have ethics.
Yeah,
that's what people sometimes forget. We have journalistic ethics that we have to follow. Even if you have 2 followers, but your message is consistent and people are benefiting something, stay on your course.
Mm-hmm.
One day you will have those millions and thousands.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think, Chris, we have our first guest. Marvelous, of course, is our in-studio guest, but we have Miss Cassandra Sibanda, who won the Zimbabwe Achievers Awards. She was the community champion. Miss Sibanda, how are you?
I am good. How are you?
We are doing great. I was about to say good evening. You know, we are broadcasting to Zimbabwe. It's 8 something and it's still, 2 something in DC. But Chris, you get fire away.
Yes, welcome, Miss Sibanda or Mrs. Guni. Yes, could you tell us about the awards? What's your take? You know, we saw that there was quite a huge response, the number of people who were there and, you know, the quality of the contestants and so forth. It was quite up to stretch. What's your take?
I think I was really, really impressed with the way the Zimbabwean Achievers Awards went, because I think most of the time we haven't had a chance to actually participate, but this time we were blessed that it was held in our local community and we were able to participate and take part in the voting process. And the idea of us promoting our own people, you know, tooting our own horns as Zimbabweans, it really encouraged me. Because we are living away from home, and we are in this community where we kind of feel we are separated from Zimbabwe. But then we get an opportunity to get together as Zimbabweans and encourage each other in whatever areas that we are taking part in. I think it was I found that to be really encouraging, and I hope that it will continue in the community and it will grow nationwide instead of just being in, you know, pockets of states. I hope it grows nationwide.
Mm-hmm. And also, how did you manage to canvas support so that you win this award? We were just asking Marvelous and also asking if she did not bust some people from from DC, vote buying,
hired choir.
it's really difficult to try and figure out who really voted for you.
Mm-hmm.
But for me, I try to be involved as much as I can, especially in this world of WhatsApp.
Mm-hmm.
So I am in more than 10 WhatsApp groups, and in each WhatsApp group, there's like 256 people.
Mm-hmm.
So it's easy for me because the WhatsApp groups where I think in maybe 10 of the groups, there are people from all over the world, and majority of them are in Zimbabwe.
Mm-hmm.
So when the opportunity came to be voted on, of course, spread the message across all the groups.
Mm-hmm. Thank you so much. Because I was about to say, you know, next time if I want to contest, I will be buying maize from my spandler to distribute. But anyway, we have our first caller. Diana Alvarunari.
Pardon.
Makadim Koma Pardon.
Tiripo Makadim, Mr. Zulu.
Aywa, Tiripo. Murukupi Mkoma Pardon.
Murukupi Mkumbura.
Murukupi Mkumbura auko? Kwa kadi Mkumbura?
Kwa baba, namo sayo.
Hakuna ubira mwishi. Asi nare nyinenge irikuita echo mbicha ndokunga radio nyinenge yakanzi yakati vhuriswe mukadzikisa volume tinonyatsonzwa nani. Hai nezve yakunzwika taurai zvenyu toni.
Zvino zvakaoma baba kuna kuzvekuti hazvina kuti pavira.
Chii chanesa pakumbura?
Tanga tichingochema kuti mukuru wedu sezvinezvizvakabvisa haafanira kubvuma kubatana tinotambura zvakanyanyisa ngaaramba akaomesa mweya zvavarisi.
Asi nhasi manje mukoma padhona asi kurova politics tanga achida kumbonzwa kuti muri kuonawo sei nezvimwe zviri kuitwawo nezvizvarwa zvezimbabwe zviri kunze kwenyika kuedza kubatsirana zviri kunze kwenyika kana kubatsirawo kuzimbabwe ikoko. Pane vamwe here vana vemunharaundawo menyu vane vari kusimudzirawo zvamunoita mabasa emudunhu vari kunze kwenyika?
Hakuna.
Asi kuri kuti pane zvimwe zvizvarwa zvezimbabwe zviri kunze zvakateerera zvinodawo kubatsira vanhu vekumukumbura, zvii zvirongwa zvamunofunga kuti zvakakosha zvinoda rubatsiro?
Zvirongwa zvakakosha ndezvekuti isusu kunenge taisiyedo zvinhu zvekuti tifane mabasa tishande. Zvinhu zvakaomerwa zvekuti tinonga zvosvine muromo chaiko.
Saka mabasa ekupi akawanda kurima here chete?
Kurima chete, nzo dzacho hadzitengwi, hapana mari yaunopiwa, zvinenge zvingotambura chete. Saka toita kutochema kuti vari kuzodewa kuna kutibatsira taona mukana wekutanga mabhizinesi mamwe vamadzaivotaukeya huku zvidiidi but zvakaoma.
Aiwa tinotenda zvikuru mukoma padhoni nekupinda muchirongwa chedu. Tinotenda zvikuru. Pardon, there Chris in Mukumbura. That's National and Central is saying that you know things are a bit tough in his community. He's hoping that if there are well wishers, they can help with funding to start small businesses to make their life easier. Chris.
Okay. back to you, Ms. Cassandra, are you still there?
Yes, I'm here.
Yeah. Now, how do you see the future of the awards? Do you see them, the awards growing bigger, or are there some things which you think could maybe... Can you just give us your thoughts on that?
I think I see them growing because the excitement from the people that I spoke to, the people are really encouraged and they would like to see more people being recognized because it's a way to encourage people to do good. Like I was listening to the caller who just called in. You find out that the organizations, some of the organizations, like the Women of Dominion organization that was voted as the best organization, is also, it's not just helping here in the United States, it's also helping back home. They have a project for people living with albinism that they do in Zimbabwe. And currently there's a mission trip that's going to happen next year with nurses and some doctors who are going to travel to Zimbabwe from the Women of Dominion. So I think it is a good thing if we continue to encourage it and if we continue to see these achievers going nationwide. So I think from here on, I think I'm pretty encouraged that it's going to go on.
For those of you who are just joining us, a good evening, and this is Studio 7 Live Talk Diaspora Forum. And tonight on Studio 7 Diaspora Forum, we are talking about what Zimbabweans in the diaspora are doing in their in the countries that they are domiciled in, and also assisting those who are in Zimbabwe. Chris.
Yes, we have another guest on the line. Blessing, we have Mr. Bamu, Mr. Philip Bamu. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. How's everybody there?
Everybody's fine. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Now, can you tell us more about your award?
Well, this was the award in the professional section. I got the award as the professional person of the year My area of specialization is civil engineering, concentrating on structural engineering, and that's the area where we design, you know, tall buildings, roads, bridges, and we also provide specialist engineering services in places where you've got high earthquakes, and also we provide services for security installations, physical security installations.
Interesting. Do you see yourself taking those skills back home?
Yes, of course. Well, the bulk of my profession was actually in Zimbabwe. I did a lot of projects there, like I indicated at the awards. You know, some of the projects that you can see as you walk around Harare, in the country, as a matter of fact. You know, the NASA headquarters on 2nd Street, the new government composite office block on Samora Machel. One of our old projects was the military staff college in KG6. This is back in the 80s. Mm-hmm. We also, you know, designed the Zimre, you know, apartment complex in Eastleigh. You know, I think there is about 300, almost close to 400 apartment units there, and this was back in the early 90s. So, and then of course we've been involved in road construction and all that throughout the country, and bridges. So, this is a profession that I actually started in Zimbabwe.
And actually, you know what, Mr. Bama, I was shocked that you won that award. Why? Because, not because you are not deserving, but you are a quiet character. How did you... you know, anyone who meets you, you'll never know that, you know, you have accomplished so much, both in Zimbabwe and here in America. You don't talk about it. You know, you talk about other social issues.
Some people do. It just depends on what's going on, but I like talking about my project, especially even those that we are doing out here. You know, we're doing work all over the world. You know, we do work for the State Department, their embassies, all over in all continents. We've got projects in New Zealand, in Australia, in Asia, in Eastern Europe, Central and Southern America. And of course near our home we're working on the new compound, embassy compound in Maputo, Mozambique.
Wow.
We did a little bit of work on the embassy, US embassy in Harare.
Wow.
So we're all over the place, and I enjoy talking about those things when the opportunity arrives.
So you see, for Mr. Bamu, his work does the talking, but if it was me, I would do the talking.
And I must hasten to say, he had the loudest cheer, even louder than mine.
Yeah.
Because he was announced before me, I was shocked. I said, "Mr. Bam, where are all these people?"
They were buzzed.
There was a big concentration of people who came to see it. To watch the awards on my table.
Yes.
So I agree, that was a bit too loud.
No, I'm saying, you know, it was good because now I became scared that if ever I'm a winner, who's going to shout for me? Because Mr. Bamu stole all the thunder.
A pleasant occasion.
But how do you feel being honored by your fellow Zimbabweans for the work that you do?
Well, I feel good. I really see it, and it makes me feel good. I mean, back in Zimbabwe, I spent a lot of time doing national duties. I mean, when I became president of the Zimbabwe Institution of Engineers in 1996, and commencing that time, I started serving on various boards, you know, USAID Council, NAMACO,
vice chairman of council in Bindura, you know, for Bindura University when it started. Mm-hmm. And I just found myself being put onto so many different, you know, responsibilities, obviously indicating that people relied on me to provide the service. So it feels good, you know, when you're honored. So yeah, to your question, so you know, I feel pretty good about that.
Mm-hmm. Chris.
Yes, Blessing Marvelous is about to go on an assignment,
yes.
So maybe she wants to have a last word.
Oh, I need to show my trophy, of course. I don't know which way the, you know.
Congratulations, Marvelous.
Thank you. Congratulations to you, too. So that's the trophy that we got.
Mm. Beautiful.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Nice.
Mr. Bum, I think I'll leave you with the guys, and thank you, guys. And thank you, Zimbabwe, for, you know, honoring me with the Media Personality of the Year 2018.
Right.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. You're welcome. Yes. So, Mr. Bamu, please stay on the line. We also have another winner, Ms. Cassandra Spanda, who's on the other line. Ms. Spanda?
Hello. I am also about to go back to work. Before I leave, maybe I just take this opportunity to thank you guys for having me on your program, and to thank the community for voting for me and acknowledging, because, you know, volunteering is a thankless job that we just do what we do because we love it. So when people take the opportunity to honor you and recognize you, it's a good feeling. And I am also encouraged by the Zimbabwean Achievers that they are trying to bridge the gap between the diaspora and back home. And I think we should all rally behind them and encourage this effort.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so. And before you go, Ms. Aswanda, there is, you know, I was actually surprised that you got that award instead of your other skill, which is cooking.
Next time, you know, you should vote for the cooking skill. I think from here on, I should go out and lobby for that category to be put in.
Thank you so much, Ms. Spanda, for joining us.
All right.
Ms. Cassandra Spanda there, who won the Community Champion of the Year for the Zimbabwe Achievers Awards. I think now we are now being joined by Mr. Conrad Mwanza, who is the founder of the Zimbabwe Achievers Awards. He's based in the UK. Mr. Mwanza, good evening.
Thank you for having me. How are you doing, Washington and people in Zimbabwe? Greetings.
We are doing very well in Washington. We are hoping that everyone in Zimbabwe is doing fine too. Chris, you can fire away.
Yes. Mr. Mwanza, first of all, thanks so much for introducing the awards to the United States in particular. Of course, we really appreciate the job that you have done, first of all. Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Chris. Thank you. It's not easy, but I think it needs to be done.
So, first of all, how did it start? How did you come up with this idea?
Okay, so back in 2010, there was a time, especially, that we used to hear a lot of negativity about Zimbabwe. Everything that we saw in the news and everywhere else was very negative. And I was here in the UK, and sometimes some of my fellow countrymen would hype that they are Zimbabweans. They would probably say I'm South African. It was very unpopular to be Zimbabwean. But as much as there was a lot of negativity, when you go to a hospital, for example, people who were running hospitals, even speaking in the UK, were Zimbabweans. And if you go into banking, you know, investment bankers are Zimbabweans. And as you heard earlier on, if you talk about engineers, they are Zimbabweans. If you go to universities. The lecturers there are Zimbabwean. So it bothered me in a way to say, okay, yes, there's so much negativity about the country. There's so much people that are talking about negative. So what about the positive side of our country? Why are we not talking about that? And it's quite important that we also need to highlight that. So that's where the ideas came in and say, okay, fine, all these things we can talk about, but we also need to highlight the positive contribution that our fellow countrymen are doing in their host countries. And just perhaps add to that as well, in the UK, foreigners were looked upon as people coming to get low-income jobs or benefits. Again, our people are hardworking, hardly claim benefits. All they wanted to do is an opportunity. So the idea was born out of that, a simple vision where we wanted to recognize our people making positive contributions in the countries they live in. You know, so, you know, and at the same time, we also want to thank our host countries for having us. But we are then saying, as much as you are also having us, we are contributing to the society that we live in.
But Mr. Mwanza, it's everyone can have a very good idea. I can say I want to do this. Mm. How then did you manage to get the buy-in from reputable institutions such as Econet, for example, and others who are sponsoring you?
Yes, like I said earlier on, it's not easy. And perhaps a bit of history again, in terms of, so that was the reason why we started the Machivas, but we needed to have a format. What format are we going to have? So we thought we want to go to nice hotels, five-star hotels, and dress up as Zimbabweans and celebrate us in a classy way. It was very difficult because at that time when we started, people were not used to events that are, if I'm talking to in the U.S., which are more than $50, for example. So initially the challenge to convince our community to say, we need to come together, we need to dress up, we need to go to a nice hotel and celebrate us, was the first difficult challenge that we had. But initially, and then when people started getting it, they could see that once a year people could dress up, go into a nice hotel, eat nice food and drink, and celebrate us in style. So we managed to convince the community to do that, and they saw the vision and they bought into it. And slowly, the corporate partners started also seeing that we're only trying to do something positive, not only for the country that we come from, but from the country that we live in. So that's how corporate partners started coming in. From MoneyGram, Econet, you know, Stewart Bank, and World Remit, and of course we are very grateful to these partners who make it possible.
Mm-hmm. Thank you so much, yes. Mr. Mwanza. Please do stay on the line. Thank you, Mr. Mwanza. Chris, Magadi. Hello, Magadi.
Tiripo, Magadi.
Aiwa, tiripo. Munoitwa ni uye murikupi.
Inini ndinaitwa Freeman chari, I'm in Ohio.
Oh, Mkoma Freeman. Okay, Mkoma Freeman. Vane chimo chirongwa chavari kuita kubatsira vana vari ku Zimbabwe vawirwa nedambudziko recholera. Just tell us about your program, Mr. Chari. How did it start? What inspired you to launch such a program?
So here is what happened. When we first heard that people were dying of cholera in Zimbabwe, the first thing that we had to ask ourselves was, what is being done? Who is doing what? What is needed? And so we started making phone calls around, trying to just understand the severity of the situation. And we realized after contacting the medical officer and the mayor that there was really great need and there were no resources. And, you know, the government was taking kind of long, maybe because of bureaucracy. So we just said, hey, citizens, what can we do outside of the official channels? And we ended up just setting up a GoFundMe. I identified other people who could be helpful, like Savannah Madamombe. She's in Zimbabwe right now, and she was the one who was actually assessing the situation on the ground. And I worked with Carlton here in the United States, and we said, you know what, let's just publicize this. Let's reach out to people and see what we can raise and start from there.
Mm-hmm. Chris.
Yes, Mr. Chari, can you please stay on the line? We have another guest, Mr. Philip Bamu. Are you still there? Oh, Bamu has left. Anyway, back to you, Mr. Chari. Mr. Chari, we saw that on the social media that you bought staff to assist those who have been affected by cholera. How was that received?
So, I think the mayor of Harare was very grateful, because what we did was, initially we were looking for, they were saying they don't have intravascular fluids or mud drips, you know, and we looked around trying to figure out where to buy these. We initially in Zimbabwe we couldn't find anywhere. We were then thinking of importing them, but it would have been a bigger challenge because of other regulations. So we then discovered that there's a kind of like a company that was doing this, and they could deliver. And so we bought about 1,000 bags of 1,000 milliliters. So it's 1,000 by 1,000 milliliters of intravascular fluids and gloves, which we handed over to the mayor on Monday, and he was very grateful about it.
Mm-hmm. Thank you so much, Mr. Chat. Let's go back to Mr. Mwanza. Mr. Mwanza, are you still on the line? Mr. Mwanza? Mr. Mwanza?
Yes,
Mr. Mwanza, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Oh, yes. Now I can hear you loud and clear. Sorry about that. Now, Mr. Mwanza, there is also a question that arose here to do with diversity, because you know, we are in America. We don't want to impose American values on your project, but the issue of diversity, you know, even in the awards here, the main awards, some people complain that, oh, for example, women who are winning the awards are few, or there are few Black Americans winning awards. The concern here was to do with the composition of the board, for example, that it does not include many people from Matabeleland, and also there were very few winners from that region. I know it's a region that is close to your heart, having grown up there.
Yes.
What can be done to ensure that everyone participates?
No, that's a very good question. And having grown up in Kloayo, it's very close to my heart. And I always say to my fellow Matabeleland, say, look, it's very important that we participate in community events and activities. The way we set up the Zim Achievers is very simple. We go to the people and say, please nominate people that we can recognize, because you can see, even for me, every year I'm blown away. I'm blown away by the winner that I'm hearing and the stories that I hear, the things. But I don't know who these people are, and the only way we can discover these achievers and heroes and the community heroes is when people participate and go to the website and nominate. So I would really call upon to say, let's participate, let's highlight these people, let's celebrate who they are. But we wouldn't know who they are as a board unless you take part. So it's very, very important that we participate in such initiative. So it's a call on people to take part.
Mm-hmm. Thank you so much for explaining that very well, Chris.
Yes, Blessing, I have a question from one of our listeners, a very regular and a very reliable listener, Muzi Nube, also known as Zoba. He says, how does Zim Achievers ascertain that people that actually win are the best, considering that others may just have a lot of friends who nominate them and then vote on friendship basis and not necessarily on merit? The best Zim Achievers I know would not probably win because of maybe their socialization circles. However, these are people that have excelled beyond measure. What do you say, sir?
It's the same way. Now, what we say, and it's very important that we have a panel. So we look at both the voting. What I mean by that is that how are people engaging with the people that we put forward? So it's, we look at the profile. So once a person has the vote, it doesn't necessarily mean they're automatic winners. You know, we can introduce now V11 if you want to put it this way. But in this case, we also look at their profile. So let me give you an example. So it's not a popularity contest per se. Let's give you an example. Say someone is running a company and they are nominated and they get many votes, but their company is probably closed or it's been bankrupt. So our panel of judges will then go behind and also do a bit of research on that person. And we agree, and we always say this as Achievers, that we look for the gems in our community. And some of these people might not be on Facebook, might not be on social media, but they are doing very well. So we look at both sides. We look at the voting, and the panel also look at the profile of what the person is doing, and then that combined will then bring a ZAA winner. But again, we never claim a ZAA that we found the best achievers in the entire world. But what we are saying is we want to highlight people who are doing well. And the more we do it, the more we can reach out to more people, because some people don't know about Zim Achievers. But the more we do it, as having this interview, the more people know, and then the more discoveries we make. So we are on a journey where we are continuing to highlight and discover Zimbabweans that are doing well. I mean, it's every year I keep saying to you, as much as I'm a founder of Zim Achievers, I'm always blown away. I'm blown away by the people who have won in the U.S. You know, their profiles is just amazing. So it's these things that keeps me going, discovering new people. But we don't say we've discovered them all. We're on the journey to discover and highlight all their work. And even those that have won, I think they deserve to be recognized because they are doing something as well. So it's not a ruler that you can measure and say, this person is doing better than this. So we are just saying our platform tries to recognize and acknowledge people's effort, mm-hmm, without necessarily saying the other one is better than the other. So everyone, to me, as a nominee, is a winner because they are contributing to our community.
Thank you so much,
that's
Mr.
how I look at it. Yeah.
Mwanza, please do stay on the line. Tinemwe Mtereri, Magadi. Magadi. Hello, Magadi. Mumwe Mtereri, Arparu Nare. Ndofunga Nare, Achoenengi, ya Tinde Sei. Regaiti, zogere kuna Mkoma Freeman. Mchiripo, Arparu Nare. Mkoma Freeman. Mkoma Freeman Chari? Nare achi.
Nare baenda.
Nufunga wale kwaenda wa shakari. Tiniketa sarwa na Mkoma Conrad Chet. Now, Mr. Mwanza, going forward, we know you are now in like four countries, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes, correct.
Mm-hmm. Correct. Do you still want to spread your wings?
Yes, I mean, look, I'm going back a bit of historical as well. Mm-hmm. When we had the exodus in Zimbabwe from 2000, early 2000, it might have been a blessing in disguise, and I say this because people have gone out of the country, they've gone to the U.S. and as far as Australia and Hong Kong, we find, you know, Zimbabwe in Japan, for example, a lot of mm-hmm. Zimbabwe in Japan.
That's
but
true.
That exodus was a blessing in disguise for us as a country, and I'll tell you why, because people have gone in and they've discovered new skills and they've gained resources. So I say this to the government or anyone who can listen, to say our biggest resource is not the gold on the crown or the diamonds. Our biggest resource is our people, and our people at this moment with what we've had in terms of combined skills of people who have traveled and those who have remained in Zimbabwe, if we could find a way to collectively tap into that, our country would turn around very, very fast. So this is what drives me as a Zimbabwean, to say we've got this much talent around the world. How can we collectively, instead of just working as individuals, to better our country? So this is the drive. So the quest is to discover as many Zimbabweans, collectively work together so that our country can recover and move forward. So this is the bigger picture that I'm hoping that as Zimbabweans, we can work together. That is very fundamental, more than just winning an award. To me, it's discovering Zimbabweans who can also contribute to our country eventually.
Mm-hmm. Chris?
Mm. So, Mr. Nyamanza, do you have any, like, link, maybe a direct link to Zimbabwe, may it be another organization or the government?
We have been working quite closely, and I, when I say closely, with the Minister of Tourism, because where we see Zimbabweans is that every Zimbabwean, regardless of where they are in the world, are an ambassador of the country. We believe they are ambassadors. They are representing Zimbabwe in a way. So we've worked closely with the Minister of Tourism. In our South African event, we had the new Tourism Minister, Prisca Pumira, as our guest of honor. We work with embassies, and if you saw in Washington, the ambassador was there. So we are not, we don't believe that we can do it alone. We believe that if we can engage the community stakeholders, the community organizations, the engineers, the doctors, the lecturers, the business people, and if the government can realize, because this is where the challenge is, and it's a challenge to the government, that if they can realize that they need to appeal and tap into the diaspora to contribute positively to the country. And it's where I've also seen a bit of difficulties that the people on the ground, is how do you get the people on the ground to work with people in the diaspora without one, and I sometimes tell my diasporans where they feel maybe they're on a higher horse and they know better. But it's very, very important that the diaspora also realize that people in Zimbabwe have skills and have experience, and then we're equal in a way. And then if we can find a way to work together, that country will turn around very, very quick.
Mm.
So, yeah, in a nutshell, yes, we are looking to work with different stakeholders.
Mm-hmm. Because, of course, the Nigerian diaspora and as well as Ghana, they are doing extremely well, you know, in terms of, you know, the linkages between those in the diaspora and those who are home in those West African states. And
Ethiopia is a very good case study as well in terms of the diaspora community. They are perhaps ahead even of the two countries that you've mentioned.
Mm.
You know, the diaspora community has built a light railway system there.
Mm-hmm.
So they've got a place, things that they can point out as the diaspora. I mean, sorry to take over the program, but I want to keep...
No, I think you are now the only guest having elbowed out everyone else.
Unfortunately, but look at the cholera outbreak now. And you know, I keep saying this before, so many doctors who are specialists and who are doing very well around the world, even in the U.S., some of the top doctors, they are Zimbabweans. So I always challenge my diaspora and say, but despite of, you know, I don't want to talk about the government, whether the government is doing well or not, there is no reason why we cannot have a state-of-the-art international hospital in Zimbabwe, because doctors and collectively come together and build it. So whether the government is with you can build a hospital to serve your people, you know, so not looking at the government. So it's a challenge that I put out there to my fellow diasporans to say we can do more. We should not wait for the government. We should not wait for things to be okay. Let us work together, go and change the country, and not wait for the government. The government, I believe, will change anything for us. It's us, the citizens, that can bring development into the country. I believe that.
Thank you so much. Please do stay on the line. Magadi.
Hello, Magadi.
I want to report to our own.
Piri, Zimbabwe.
I'm Koma Piri.
Yeah, Wongu Piri, Zimbabwe.
I want to note that Skuru Tipe Upungwazing.
Do not funga any. Ndinotenda nokuti tinzoka chirongwa mukoma blessing
chirongwa ndechenyu vapiri
ndinoda kutenda nevakomana vari kuita chiro chakanaka kudai so ndinofunga kana vanhu vabva munyika mavo vakaenda kune dzimwe nyika zvavanoita ikoko zvinofanirwa kuve zvinorecognizwawo kana kuti zvinosimudzirwawo kuitira kuti izvo zvibatanidzwe nezviri kumusha ipapa ndafara chaizvo kuti izvo nekuda kwebasa ravari kuita pane vamwe vakatozogona kupetserawo panyaya yekorera kuno kuZimbabwe zvinoreva kuti
vapiri muchiripo here parunari
Hello, hello, Ndiripo.
Taura, nyuma mangu kati.
Okay. Ndichirova kuti izvo zvinhu zvavari kuita izvo zvinobatsira zvenyika. Avo vari kukurudzira vachipa maawards kune vamwe vavo. I think is skill yakakura kwazvo yekuti izvo dai ikapindawo muno muZimbabwe yobva yabatanidza vanhu vemuZimbabwe nevekudiaspora ipapo. Pakubatana kwavanoita kuchaita kuti vanzwisise makiravanero ari kuita kuZimbabwe, vobatanidza nevari kumusha vakaziva zvorova kuti izvo pave nokubatsirana mukati menyika ino. Kuburikidza nemaskills avanawo vari kunze kwenyika ikoko.
Aiwa, tinotenda zvikuru vapiri nekupinda muchirongwa chedu.
Tinotenda nekuti pinzwa muchirongwa.
Aiwa, tinotenda zvikuru. Chris, that's Mr. Piri De in Zimbabwe, also saying he welcomes these developments, the Zimbabwe Achievers Awards, and those Zimbabweans in the diaspora who are also assisting in fighting cholera in Zimbabwe. Chris.
Okay. Mr. Nyamwanza, we are Kuluma Pelan.
Kuluma, Nyakuluma Kati.
Yeah, I would say that Kumuti. Umbutano enulo weZimbabwe Achievers liutata njani liubona ngani uyamanyanisa yini izalwane zeZimbabwe semazweni
umsebenzi okhona lapha Chris mkhulu but into eqakathekileyo kakhulu ukuthi siyazama thina njengama citizens aseZimbabwe ukuthi sihlanganise abantu into bengitsho eliya olokuthi as much as sizama bese sicela kakhulu ukuthi i community layo isincedise ngokuparticipate because at the moment I feel especially abantu base bakobulawayo aba participate as much. So isicelo sami kakhulu ukuthi ngiyacela kakhulu ukuthi siparticipate sonke contribute as much as we can, whether siphuma kobulawayo eMasvingo eHarare or wherever, but sonke singamaZimbabweans if we can all participate. And ukuparticipate kwangikhona kulula ngoba asicele into eziningi. Sicela kakhulu ukuthi abantu behambe kuwebsite yethu banominate abantu abacabanga ukuthi they are doing well, and that in itself is a huge contribution. So isicelo kakhulu lesengisenzayo.
Kutsho ukuthi balutshwana kakhulu yini abantu abavele ezigabeni zona ezozitshoyo?
Hayi, asikuthi balutshwana. I think maybe sometimes singafika emazweni siba isolated singene kuma-communities ahlukeneyo. So baningi abantu nje ukuthi nje maybe like asi reach out kakhulu, but baningi abantu. But it's just nje ngibona over the years ukuthi thina abantu bakobulawayo asi participate as much as any abantu baseHarare when it comes to into the community. Leyo nje it could be a controversial thing, but it's for the time ukuthi I really wish ukuthi abantu bakobulawayo could also contribute into this thing.
And as we conclude, Mr. Mwanza, if there are people who are interested in getting in touch with you, how best can they do it?
Very, very simple. Through our website and our social media platforms, our Twitter handle is our Twitter and Facebook and Instagram is all at ZimAchievers, one word. So Twitter is ZimAchievers, Facebook at ZimAchievers, Instagram is ZimAchievers, and our website is www.zimachievers.com, and then there we've got different countries that people can navigate to. So that's how people can get in touch. But it's very, very easy. We ask people to participate. But maybe before I also go and to give you an exclusive question, what question you were saying is that as part of ZimAchievers, there has been a call to come home, but we're going to start with a small, something that we call the Diaspora Week around August, where we're inviting different achievers and different people from around the world.
Mr. Mwanza, unfortunately.
In August.
Thank you. Unfortunately, we've run out of time, but we'll be calling you about that on our programs. Thanks for joining us this evening. All the winners of the Zimbabwe Achievers, Mr. Freeman Chari, helping those the cholera fight, and also Mr. Conrad Mwanza. I'm Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Chris Gande. Good night, Zimbabwe.